Thank you. You can be seated. If you have your Bibles, turn to 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. We are thankful to see each one this morning. Glad to have visitors with us. Glad to have each of those that pull up outside this morning. 1 John chapter 5, verse 5. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth Jesus is the Son of God. This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he had testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. We're going to cease reading with these verses this morning. How often have you heard the statement, God is not the author of confusion? It's more than just a statement. There's a Bible verse that confirms that. 1 Corinthians 14:33 says, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches. God is the author of peace in all the churches. For a church to have peace, we got to look to God. If a church has confusion, that is not of God. And so we need to understand that. We don't want confusion. And of course, in giving that verse, the Corinthian church, they had confusion. There were some things that had crept in. And the Lord just gives some very plain speaking to the people and let them know that these things are not to be tolerated in the church. We're not to allow that, because it's causing confusion. One thing, they were speaking, talking about tongues and arguing over tongues. And he said, God's not the author of confusion. God didn't let this become a divisive or a confusion issue. Man did. Many people speak of how confusing God is. Why can't he just speak clearly? Why can't he show me a sign? Again, God is not the author of confusion. Man is. Deceivers have waxed worse and worse. Deceivers are men. They're not God. There's many men that are deceiving. And there's many men, it says, deceivers are waxing worse, deceiving and being deceived. There's many men that choose to rely upon their own intellect over faith, and deceive themselves because of it. Look, I say many men have. I've done that. You have done that, no doubt. That you start thinking about things logically. You think about things the way your mind interprets the proper outcome. You say, this is what I need to do. A lot of times, whenever we lean to, well, I say a lot of times, all the times we lean to our own understanding and we forget God, we're in trouble. We're not to do that. But whenever we choose to lean to our own understanding and we do not look to the Lord, that's where confusion comes from. God's Word is so sure. It's been purified 7 times. It is so sure. Anytime you have a question, anytime you have a problem, you ask yourself, what does God say about this? Not what was it I think I might have learned back years ago, or what did I hear a certain preacher say years ago, or something of that nature, or what does this person or that person think about it? What does God say about this? And then you look to the Word and you pray and you ask God to settle your heart. He will do that, child of God. He will do that. God is not the author of confusion. God does not want man to walk around on this earth confused. God, nor did He leave us here to walk around so we can kind of blindly feel our way through and try to figure out, well, what am I supposed to do and trip here? Well, that wasn't the right answer. Let me try something else. Well, that's not the right answer. And, you know, finally give up our hand, throw up our hands and say, I'm just confused. I don't know what to do. God didn't leave us down here for that. God wants us to be clear. He's not the author of confusion. Are there some things hard to understand? Certainly. What do we do about that? Well, we study it, we pray about it, we seek the Lord. Let Him settle us. God left us His Word. It eliminates confusion to all that's willing to believe. You know, the Bible gives us the Holy Spirit. He said if we're seriously, genuinely seeking the Lord, that the Holy Spirit will, if we're in error on some things, the Holy Spirit will help us to see that. That's who we serve. A God of clarity. So, Bible says, come to Him. If you've got a burden, if you are heavy laden, He said, come to Him. He gives rest. How many of us need that this morning? Oh, you need rest. How many of you lost? You need rest from that burden. You know where you're going to find rest? Come to the Lord. You're not going to find it in the world. You're not going to find it by trying to be real good. You're not going to find it by trying to be real faithful. You're going to find it when you surrender and you look to Jesus. When you put your faith in Christ, He'll save you. That's where you're going to find rest for that lost burden that you'll have. Until then, you're going to continue to struggle with it. So He gives rest. We get saved. He says, take the yoke upon you and learn of Me. If we're willing to do that. So that don't make sense to take a yoke upon you. And the Lord asked us to do so much. And sometimes the burden He has is very stressful. God's Word is sure. If there's any question, it's in the fact whether we learned of Him or not. Because when we learn of Him, even the burdens that we carry, they become lighter. They become easier. You know, so there are many that are confused about salvation. Some think, well, I think I'm lost. Some say, I might have got saved. I'm not sure. And there's a lot of people just confused about their salvation. Some say, I thought I got saved once upon a time, but I'm not sure. And others say, there's those that say, you can have it and you can lose it. Boy, you're talking about confusing. If I thought this morning before I stood to preach, it's possible I lost my salvation. How in the world do you ever be able to stand and preach any message? I'm going to ask you this. If you was a member coming to church, how would you be able to sit there knowing that your pastor might not even be saved today? Might have messed up. Might not be saved. How are you going to listen to a lost man preach to you? A lot of people, confusion. They're just living in confusion. There's those that need to search the Scriptures because they think they might have it and don't. Jesus said that. He told a religious group of Pharisees, He said, search the Scriptures. For any of you think that you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of Me. You think you do, but you don't. There's those that are relying upon lies, deceit, those that are hoping in a false hope, and then there's those that have hope that is an anchor for the soul, and that's where I stand this morning. I have an anchor for my soul. I know I'm saved. There's those that are relying on the works that they do, those that say, I remember when I got baptized. What proof do you have that you're saved? So we read this morning about the witness of man and the witness of God being greater. What proof do you have that you were born on your birthday? I was born August 23rd, 1978. How do I know that? Just stop thinking about it. How do I really know that? I do not remember anything that happened before I was 2 years old. I don't remember anything. Here's the reason I know I was born August 23rd, 1978. I have a piece of paper. And on it, somebody printed out. I don't know who printed it out. Somebody did. Somebody printed out the day I was born. Somebody did. But that's not all I have. I have my mama. And every year, mama called me on my birthday, or, you know, she'll tell me all about the time she was driving to the hospital and almost had me on the way there. And we've got that story to share. I don't know anything about it except what she tells me. It's her witness, and I believe her. I trust her. She was there when it happened, so she ought to know. I believe her. Daddy, every year he'd call and tell me happy birthday, send me a card. It may be this morning, you know, because every year at the same time, people gather around you in a birthday cake, and you blow out some candles, and they sing to you, happy birthday. Think about that. Somebody told you, and you believe it. That's what you have. You might have been born a different day. Somebody may have made an error. So, oh no, I know my mama didn't make an error. She knows. All right, well, think about this. He said, the witness of men is good. The witness of God is greater. We have the witness of men for our physical birth. We've got the witness of mama for our physical birth. We have a piece of paper that was printed for our physical birth. Yet whenever you got saved, you were there when it happened. When you got saved, if anybody ought to know anything, you know whether or not you trusted Jesus as your Savior. You ought to know that. You say, well, I think I did, but I'm not so sure. Well, let's go back. Did God convict your heart and you've seen that you were lost? Whenever you realized you were lost, did you turn in your heart to Christ and put your faith in Jesus and trust Him? If you did, that is salvation, according to Scripture. You have proof. It's been written down for you. You have proof because when you get saved and you truly surrender and you trust Jesus, the witness of God comes and moves into your heart. You now have the Holy Spirit as your witness. And I'm not saying a person never gets confused. You can, but what I want you to understand is you don't have to stay that way. You don't have to stay confused. If you're saved, the Holy Spirit verifies your birth date. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. You were there. You have knowledge. You know. God's Word is your evidence. See, it's very important we understand that because a lot of people won't say, well, a feeling this. People can have feelings. You can have emotional stirrings. You can have certain types of feelings. But there's a more sure way of knowing. And that is if you trusted Jesus, the Holy Spirit is within, will help you. Will verify that you have trusted Christ. God's Word is your evidence. I know I'm saved because I trusted the Word of God. I trusted Christ. God's Word tells me I'm saved. God's Word says, if you believe, whosoever believeth, I believe I'm not going to perish. I believe it because the Word of God told me. I believe it because I know Christ hung on the cross for me. That's how I know that I'm saved. And so God's Word is your evidence. The Spirit of God within is your witness. Look back at verse 13 again. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know. If you underline anything in your Bible, you need to underline that line, know. That is one of the most important words in Scripture. That ye may know that ye have eternal life. Somebody say, I don't know if I do or not. You can know that you have eternal life. That ye may know. It says that you may have eternal life. It does not say that you may have conditional life. It does not say that you can have life and then you hold on to it the best you can. That you may have eternal life. God does not confuse. So Job 19. Job 19, verse 23, says, Oh, that my words were now written. Oh, that they were printed in a book, that they were graven with an iron pen and laid in the rock forever. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me. Does that sound like a man that's confused to you? If anybody would have a reason to doubt, fear will make a person doubt. He's in his mind on his deathbed. He don't know the future. He doesn't know if he's going to live or die. He don't know how much longer he has here. He's got men that are questioning, you have sinned, you have done some kind of grievous error, and that's the reason all this has come upon your body. And he stands up and he said, I tell you what, I know. I know my Redeemer liveth. I'm not questioning that. The moment that I die, he said, the skin worms are going to start destroying this flesh. He said, but there's coming a time whenever I'm going to stand before him. I'm going to look on him with my eyes. Does he sound confused to you? Oh, there's so many people confused today. We're confused when we fail to just believe God's word. Whenever we allow ourselves to be confused. Some say, well, I hear what you're saying, but I still don't know if I'm saved or I'm lost. Well, again, did you trust Jesus? Do you have the witness of God within you? Does God take you back to a time where you trusted in Christ? You were born again. When you're born again, you die and you're born again. Whenever God opens our eyes and we see that we're sinners. Look, we are dead in our sins and trespasses. Whenever we trust Jesus, we're born again. Brand new life. This man, he's certainly not confused, is he? He knew something that I think we all need to stop and take note of. He knew about standing upon the earth in the latter days. How did he know that? How was he so sure? He has the Word of God. He knew his Redeemer. How can you know that? He never seen him. Someone said, I'm confused because I just can't see. Faith is the evidence. It's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. That's what faith is. In order to be saved, it's by grace through faith. You have to believe in something you can't put your finger on, you can't see. But I tell you what, we have sure. This word is so sure. Purified 7 times. God's not going to lie to us. This man knew he would have a resurrected body. How did he know that? I had someone that wanted to be saved one time, and I believe Jesus died on the cross. Yeah, I believe that, Brother Brad. And he said, well, I said, well, you believe he rose the third day? And he just stopped. I don't know if I can believe that. He might look and say, I'm just confused. What made him confused? The fact he was not willing to believe the Word of God. He got saved. You know when he got saved? Whenever he chose to believe the Word of God. That's when he got saved. Nothing confusing about that. This man knew that suffering was temporary. He said, when I'm tried, I'm going to come forth like gold. He understood it's temporary. The grave, he understood. The grave's not the end. Even though the skin worms destroy that old body, if the Lord is going to fix it all somehow, I'm going to have a new body and I'm going to stand before Him. He understood that. The grave's not the end. There must be a way you know. God gave us His Word. I want to ask you something this morning. Has God drawn you by His Holy Spirit? Brought you to a place you understand good and evil? You understand that you're a sinner? Has God showed you that? In your heart you know I'm a sinner. In your heart you know I'm lost. Has God shown you that? This may sound real odd coming from a preacher. How do you know? If you sat here this morning, or if you sat in the car this morning, you say, I'm lost. How do you know? How do you know? The only way a person can know they're lost is by believing what God said. You had to believe that. It's how you know. How can you be saved? How can you know? By believing God's Word. He said it, that settles it. Has He drawn you, convicted you? Did you open your eyes to that knowledge of good and evil? Did you turn to the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart? Did you believe Him as your Savior? If you did, you're not confused, are you? When you hear a message like this, does the witness take you back to a spiritual birthplace? I even stand here preaching this message. Brother Jake, as I preach this message, my heart goes back to a time, young boy. God convicted me, and just a few minutes later, I trusted Him, and He saved my soul. That's where I go back to. It's impossible not to, with a right mind. It's impossible for that not to take place. Now, faith eliminates doubt. Doubt causes confusion. If you didn't trust Jesus, if you have anything else that you're holding on to, don't say confusion. Accept you're lost and then get it right. Get it resolved. Well, Brother Brad, I'm kind of confused because I remember a time when I got baptized. Baptism is not salvation. Baptism comes after salvation. It's a profession of your faith. It is the answer to a clear conscience before God. It is profession that I want to yoke up with the body of Christ. I want to be identified with Jesus. But it's not salvation. Well, I hear what you're saying, and right now, whenever I think about whether or not I'm saved or lost, I go back to a time where I know I got baptized. Is there anything else there? That's very important. Is there one thing in particular? Did you surrender and trust Jesus? Well, Brother Brad, I tell you, I'm a real good person. Is that what you're holding on to? What does the Bible say? Let's eliminate all doubt this morning. Our righteousness is as filthy rags. That's why Jesus died. Only Christ's blood is payment for sin. That's it. It's not confusing. This morning, the truth shall set you free. Confusion comes when we wrestle with the truth. Jesus is the way. Listen to this. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. There's nothing confusing about that. If you don't have Jesus, you're not holding on to the truth, are you? If you hadn't trusted Jesus, you haven't come God's way. God has a way for you to be saved. Not a bunch of ways. There's not many ways to heaven, even though this world has tried to convince people, and because of all of that, there's confusion. But I'm telling you, you can eliminate the confusion this morning by trusting the Word of God. Submit yourself to baptism if you've been saved. That's important. If you have believed in Jesus and you have been saved, it's important for you to submit to baptism and work for the Lord through the church. Whosoever believeth shall not be ashamed. That's what the Word of God says. If you're not doing that, there might be some confusion. In fact, the Bible says that when we're baptized, it is the answer to a clear conscience, a guilty conscience. It's the answer to it. So I think I might have got saved. There's some confusion comes whenever a person does not get baptized. Not about salvation, but it causes other confusion. So it's important to get that took care of as well. Let God's Word settle you and establish you in the truth. And if we have the truth, it's the truth that will set us free. We'll ask for something.